Jeffrey, we're supposed to be teaching. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just watching a movie on my tablet computer.
It's nice. Who made it?
Well, can't you tell from the logo on the back?
Hang on. All right, yeah, Apple.
Right. So logo is just one of the vocabulary words we are going to learn in today's lesson.
That's right. We're looking at a TOEIC lesson today, and it's about what to do if you lose your suitcase at the airport. And logos like this can play a big part in getting your missing bag back. So let's take a look at today's lesson and find out how.
Reading.
Reporting a missing suitcase.
Excuse me, I'd like to report a problem.
What seems to be the trouble?
My suitcase didn't arrive on the luggage carousel. I've been waiting for over an hour and it hasn't appeared yet.
I'm sorry about that. Can you give me your flight number, please?
Certainly, it's AMC-426 from Taipei, Taiwan. Here's my boarding pass. They gave me this luggage label as well.
Thanks. Can you describe your suitcase for me, please?
It's a dark blue suitcase with four wheels and it has a Travel Plus logo on it. Here's a photo I took of it.
I see. We'll try to locate your suitcase for you as soon as possible. Here's your complaint record. You can use this reference number when you call us later.
Hi, my name's Daisy Lin, and my reference number is 4568-4097. I was wondering if my missing luggage has been found.
Hello, Miss Lin. Let me check. Yes, it has been found, and it was sent to your hotel this morning.
That's great news. Do you know when I can expect to get my bag back?
It should arrive at your hotel at 2 p.m., give or take a few minutes.
Excellent. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure. Have a nice day, Miss Lin.
So, today's article involves two conversations, okay? Part one, the first dialogue or conversation, takes place at the airport. And it's between a woman called Daisy, who is a traveler, and a man called Luke, who obviously works at the airport.
All right, so the article begins with Daisy speaking, and she says, "Excuse me, I'd like to report a problem."
Oh, dear. Yeah, you can have a lot of problems when you travel. A lot of things can go wrong. There's a potential for all sorts. So we're going to find out what her problem is, because she's gone over to report it. She wants to tell somebody. She wants to get some help.
Right. So Luke says, "What seems to be the trouble?" Mm-hmm. Okay, so what seems to be the trouble? This is a very polite way to ask somebody what their problem is. How may I help you? What seems to be the trouble, Pat?
Well, yeah, because if you just said, "Hey, what's your problem?" That's rude. You can't say that to a customer. It's not polite. So Daisy explains the problem. She says, "My suitcase didn't arrive on the luggage carousel. I've been waiting for over an hour, and it hasn't appeared yet." Oh, that's a nightmare. That's terrible. She's lost her suitcase.
Her suitcase. But the word used first was luggage, spelled L-U-G-G-A-G-E. And luggage is basically the same as a suitcase or bags. These are the bags and suitcases that you travel with. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't find it on the luggage carousel. Okay,
yeah.
So when you take an airplane flight, sometimes you have a carry-on bag that you bring with you, but sometimes the bags are too large, so you need to put it in the belly of the plane. And to get it back later once you arrive, you go to baggage claim. That's where you pick up your bag later.
That's right.
And it often comes out on a carousel. A carousel is like a belt that goes around. If you've ever been to a sushi restaurant where the plates of sushi come around on a belt, you know exactly what this is. And of course, if you've been to the airport, you've probably seen this 2. So you expect your suitcase to come out.
Yeah, you'll be standing there waiting for it, going, okay, where's mine? Where's mine? Oh my God, what's happened? Where is it?
So if it doesn't come out, you start to feel sick and very worried.
Yeah.
Where did it go?
Well, you shouldn't panic. You should do exactly what Daisy did, which is go and report the problem. So she's told Luke, and he says, I'm sorry about that. He feels bad for her, and then says, can you give me your flight number, please? Now, your flight number is the number of the flight that's on your ticket. It's usually got the airline letters, then a particular number. And that's important because it will help him to report the missing luggage.
Right. So, Daisy says, certainly, it's AMC-426. So, flight numbers usually have letters and then numbers, depending on the airline and what time of day it's flying. So, she says, it's AMC-426 from Taipei, Taiwan. Here's my boarding pass. They gave me this luggage label as well. Okay, so there are two things we need to discuss. An airplane ticket, which is basically your reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Although these days, people don't have paper tickets. It's usually just an electronic ticket. But we still use a boarding pass.
Mm-hmm.
So to get on board a ship or a boat means to walk on it. Now, to make sure you bought a ticket and you are allowed to get on the airplane, they give you a piece of paper, which is a boarding pass. They'll let you pass onto the plane.
Yeah, it'll have your seat number, it'll have your name, it'll have the name of the plane, and they can sometimes put a luggage label on it as well. So label is spelled L-A-B-E-L, label, and it's a tag or a piece of paper that describes what it is attached to and gives some extra information. So usually they will stick it or staple it to your boarding pass, and it'll just tell you that this person has some luggage and where the luggage is going. It's quite important, for example, if you're stopping on your flight. So, for example, when I go home to England, I will stop in Hong Kong, but my luggage won't get off the plane. Okay, it'll be transferred directly. I won't pick it up. So the luggage label will say luggage to London, not to Hong Kong, where I need to get off and change.
And losing your luggage while traveling overseas is terrible. But sometimes it does happen. People make mistakes. So putting your name and telephone number and possibly your email address on a suitcase label is a great idea. So if your luggage gets misplaced or lost, they know who it belongs to.
Now, luckily, Daisy has kept her boarding pass and luggage label. She gives them to Luke, and he says, thanks. Can you describe your suitcase for me, please? Okay, this word describe, D-E-S-C-R-I-B-E, describe means basically tell me what it looks like. I want to know how big it is, the shape of the suitcase, what color it is, anything else so I can help find it. And he'll probably make some notes.
I have a few friends, and when they go shopping for new luggage, they prefer to buy the suitcase that looks very bright, maybe rainbow colors with stars, some special pattern.
So that
when they travel with it and it gets lost, it's easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And also when it comes out on the luggage carousel.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, there are 10 or 20 ones that are black or
dark blue. Yeah.
But when he sees the one that has the big pink Hello Kitty or whatever design it has, he can pick it up right away. He knows that it's his.
So Daisy describes hers. She says, it's a dark blue suitcase, so kind of normal, with four wheels, and it has a Travel Plus logo on it. Okay, that word we mentioned in our introduction. What's more, she says, here's a photo I took of it. So she shows him, probably with her smartphone, a photo. Now this word logo, L-O-G-O, logo, this is usually a little picture or maybe a few words or a company name that the company uses to represent itself, to kind of show its brand. So we looked at Jeffrey's tablet earlier. It had an Apple logo on the front. So we go, it's made by Apple. You could also think of something like the Converse Star or the Nike check.
All right, let's play Guess the Logo.
Okay.
I will describe the logo in words.
Right.
You try to imagine it and tell me the name of the company.
Okay.
Okay, this is a place where you can eat something,
mm-hmm.
and it has a big golden M. The letter M.
That's so easy. That's McDonald's.
Okay. That's
Everybody
an easy
knows
one.
That. Yeah.
This next one is more difficult.
Okay.
It's they make machines with wheels.
Right.
And it has three red diamonds.
No, I have no idea.
It's a tough one. It's Mitsubishi. Okay, so the next time you see a Mitsubishi car or truck, you'll see three red diamonds on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people wear logos. For example, the Superman logo is very famous. He has an S on his chest.
Batman's got one as well, the bat symbol.
Okay, most companies have their own logo. It makes it easy to recognize them and know that it's their product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on. We get a photo that Daisy shows to Luke, and he says, I see. We'll try to locate your suitcase for you as soon as possible. Here's your complaint record. You can use this reference number when you call us later. So he's going to give her a record. He'll print it of her complaint to say, yes, you spoke to me at this time. You gave this information. This is a record that you have made a complaint. It will also contain a reference number. Okay, this will be a set of letters or numbers that identify something. So when Daisy calls later, if she wants to find out where's my suitcase, she can say, okay, the reference number is, you know, ABC456. And that will help them work out, okay, we know what you're talking about.
So above we saw the verb locate, because they need to find the location of her suitcase, which is the noun form. So this is a very common problem when traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's why some people try their best to put all their things in a carry-on bag. Okay, so if you travel overseas a lot, like my friend Pat here, you need to be smart about how you plan your trip. Mm-hmm. And one way to do that, especially if you're taking many stops at many airports, is to have only carry-on baggage.
I see.
Okay. That way, the bags are always in your possession, they're always near you, and you don't have to worry about an airport worker losing your bags.
Okay, so let's move on to the second part of the conversation. Okay, it's another. This one, it's on the telephone. She's still talking to Luke. So she calls up. She says, hi, my name's Daisy Lynn, and my reference number is 4568-4097 or 4097. So she's giving her reference number. I was wondering if my missing luggage has been found. Okay, she wants to know where it is. She is wondering. Okay, wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, means to kind of have a question in your mind. For example, my younger brother is so smart and talented, I wonder what he will do when he grows up.
I wonder where I will go on my next vacation.
Yeah. Okay, so Luke says, oh, hello, Mrs. Lynn. Let me check. So he's going to put in her reference number. Yes, it has been found, and it was sent to your hotel this morning. Good news.
Yeah, that's great news. And that's exactly what Daisy says. She says, that's great news. Do you know when I can expect to get my bag back? Okay, so she's busy. She wants to know the exact time that she'll have her luggage back. Unfortunately, Luke doesn't know exactly when, but he gives her a good estimate or guess. He says it should arrive at your hotel at 2 p.m., give or take a few minutes. Okay, so give or take, what does this mean? Well, let's take a quick break for our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
When is our contact supposed to be here, Agent W7?
In about 15 minutes, Agent 3PO.
15 minutes?
Give or take a few minutes.
What do you mean? Are we giving him something or taking away?
Steady on, 3PO. Give or take is an expression we use when talking about a number. Maybe it'll be more, maybe it'll be less. We're taking a guess.
I understand. Give or take means 多或少, 差不多.
That's right. How much money is our contact supposed to have?
$10 million, give or take.
$10 million? Then I'm definitely gonna take.
Agent W7, you're a traitor!
Hi guys, so that was give or take. Now you can use this phrase with some, the noun following it, like give or take a few minutes, but often people will just say give or take, and it just kind of means about that. So if I said, we've got, you know, it'll take an hour to get there, give or take. You don't need to add that information, because everybody understands it means about an hour.
All right, so finally Daisy is happy, and she knows she's going to get her bags back. And she says, excellent! Thanks for your help.
Yep, and Luke says, my pleasure. Have a nice day, Miss Lin, or Ms. Lin. When you say my pleasure, it means it was no trouble at all. It was nothing. You know, I'm glad to help you out and solve your problem and kind of ease your stress and make you have a better time. So he's a very nice guy.
All right, well, that was a happy ending, no doubt about it. And now it's time for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Our For You Chat question is, what can we do to avoid losing things while traveling?
There's lots of things when you're traveling. There's lots of different places where you might lose things, on the plane, on the coach, or just when you're walking around on the street. And some things like your passport, credit cards, house keys, you really don't want to lose, okay? So you should make use of the hotel safe and put all your money and all your important documents in that safe before you go out. Just take a bit of money that you can use when you're walking around and buying things, but leave all your important stuff in the safe. That way you won't lose it.
All right, well, that's a great tip. And I would just add, if you are bringing things in your pockets, have clothes that have pockets with buttons or zippers so they don't fall out while you're having a great adventure, because that could definitely spoil your vacation.
Yeah, you've also got to be careful. In some places, there are thieves who may try and steal things, so zip pockets can help with that. If you've got a backpack, you can get a little padlock you can put on the zips on your backpack, and that'll stop people opening your bags. So depending where you go, something like that will stop you losing things to other people.
All right, so safe travels to you. Try to provide some more tips about how to keep your things safe. Mm-hmm. And that's all the time we have. So for Jeffrey
and Pat,
we will see you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, where we'll do day two of this article and give you some more advice about losing your suitcase, how not to do it, and what to do if it happens. All right, we'll see you then. Bye for now.
Reporting a missing suitcase.
Excuse me, I'd like to report a problem.
What seems to be the trouble?
My suitcase didn't arrive on the luggage carousel. I've been waiting for over an hour and it hasn't appeared yet.
I'm sorry about that. Can you give me your flight number, please?
Certainly, it's AMC-426 from Taipei, Taiwan. Here's my boarding pass. They gave me this luggage label as well.
Thanks. Can you describe your suitcase for me, please?
It's a dark blue suitcase with four wheels, and it has a Travel Plus logo on it. Here's a photo I took of it.
I see. We'll try to locate your suitcase for you as soon as possible. Here's your complaint record. You can use this reference number when you call us later.
Hi, my name's Daisy Lin, and my reference number is 4568-4097. I was wondering if my missing luggage has been found.
Hello, Miss Lin. Let me check. Yes, it has been found, and it was sent to your hotel this morning.
That's great news. Do you know when I can expect to get my bag back?
It should arrive at your hotel at 2 p.m., give or take a few minutes.
Excellent. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure. Have a nice day, Miss Lin.
Vocabulary Review. Suitcase. The man put clothes in his suitcase the day before his flight. luggage. My sister likes to take a lot of luggage whenever she goes traveling. Label. The label on this box of cookies says that they have lots of sugar. Logo. Our company needs a new logo that customers will like. Wonder. I wonder sometimes if there are creatures living on other planets or not.